Justin Bieber getting the tough gig along with Bruno Mars and Rihanna taping the Victoria's Secret fashion show in New York earlier this week. What was really going on besides the Biebs performing? Let's find out right now on The Ralphie Show. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was, and senior reporter Andrew Nodell. So Justin Bieber is hanging out with all of these Victoria's Secret models. Andrew, what happens next?
We don't know exactly how far it went, but he was definitely flirty with the Victoria's Secret models, and he was obviously at the show. He was at Lavo in New York City, which is a hot nightclub, for the after party. He was chatty with the models. I mean, look, can we blame him?
Listen, Andrew, I can't blame him either, but isn't he still dating Selena Gomez?
Listen, think back to your girlfriend when you were 18 years old. Are you still dating your girlfriend when you were 18 years old, Ralphie?
I am not.
Okay. Sources say that he is still with Selena, but he's 18. That's all I'm going to say.
Point taken. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Some news breaking regarding Lindsay Lohan. Apparently, she was supposed to sit down for, I guess, what you could call a tell-all with Barbara Walters. But now, Andrew, that's been scrapped. What happened?
A source at Lifetime Television said that she's not doing the interview anymore. The producers at 2020 made it very clear that Barbara Walters wanted to talk to her about her tumultuous personal life. Apparently, Lindsay's not interested in talking about that. But really, Lindsay, what else do we have to talk about?
Right, exactly.
She did Liz and Dick on Lifetime, but I don't know really what else there is to talk about with Lindsay.
No, there isn't. And I hate this when artists, any type of celebrity tries to do this, when they just want to use the media to hawk their products and completely forgetting the fact that in the media, we have to do due diligence for our audience and ask the questions that they want to know the answers to. So it's a two-way street, you know?
And if Lindsay had no record, if she was walking around like a saint, I get it. It's sort of like, okay, stay out of my personal life. But she's crashing cars. She's running into people. She's getting drunk. I mean, what do we expect here, Lindsay?
Absolutely. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, seems that they are happily ever after. Tell me about the honeymoon, Andrew.
If I could afford this vacation, forget about a honeymoon. This is like, they went to Tanzania, which is in Africa, and they just stayed at this beautiful lodge and just, I can't even imagine, private planes and all of this. You know, they seem like they're very much in love. They deserve each other. We have beautiful shots of the lodge and of them on the honeymoon. So pick up a copy of Life and Style and check that out, because it is really, I mean, it's pretty gorgeous.
On newsstands now, of course, Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Thank you for the 411. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. You too.